Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Huff from a Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam. Pete, big week for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we have the AIM Walleye Series Championship here on Green Bay out of O'Connell, and we're out looking for fish today yet. We're up on the west side, far, Michigan-Wisconsin border, and fishing this side. Yesterday we fished the east side and found some fish. They weren't really cooperating, but the ones we got were real big, so we were trying to get a couple plans to work on.
So when you pre-fish a tournament, what do you look for? What types of things do you do to get ready?
Well, you're either casting or trolling. Yesterday was casting day. You want to find groups of fish. The ones and twos don't typically bite, but when you get like 6 to 10 walleyes at a time, you can usually pick one or two of them off the school, even when they're negative.
So how often, obviously we were talking on that, just full disclosure, we're talking on Wednesday this week, but so if you're talking, if you're fishing, pre-fishing a couple of days, do fish generally stay in the same area, or how much movement do you see from fish on a regular basis and, you know, big schools of fish and things like that?
If they're on structure, I typically think they'll stay around here. You know, Green Bay, they move a lot. If you're out on the mud, just out in the basin, those fish move miles per day, and you can find them one day and they're gone the next. So it's just a matter of trusting your electronics, and sometimes you can drive, you know, up to 20 miles an hour using your 2D to locate them if you're out in the middle looking. But other than that, if you're on structure, you're searching slowly and looking within them drops and crevices.
Is this a pretty big event that you're in?
Yeah, it is. There's going to be 100-plus boats in it from all over the state. And, yeah, it's been just our last event of the year. So it's top five. You qualify for the national championship. So that's what we're hoping for.
Now, Wednesday, we had 100-plus temperatures with the heat index and such. Did you get out on Wednesday at all, or did you take the day off?
Oh, no. Up here, honestly, it was 60 degrees. I had to have on a sweatshirt and a jacket yesterday. We got on land and it was 70 degrees, but the actual air on the water felt like 60, I bet you. No, it didn't get very warm where we were.
So what have you been hearing about fishing across South Central Wisconsin, Pete?
Green Lake still producing bluegill. The Madison chain has been real good. I've heard of some perch on Winnebago. You get in the right area, you can do quite well. And crawler chunks have been the best. And that's about it locally from what I've heard. But I would expect Beaver Dam to be starting to get a little better here as fall comes on, because that forage has gotten big enough and the fish just tend, it's not as easy for them to catch.
Excellent. Anything else going on across the state of Wisconsin people should be aware of as they're heading somewhere for Labor Day weekend that good fishing spots if you've never been there before?
No, but your smaller lakes that are, you know, not heavily pressured and high traffic, if you can get out early in the morning, you can stay away from that. And your best bite is probably going to be sunrise to like 11 a.m. So if it's hot, especially when it's hot, I'll get out there early. So,
you know, it's one of those things. I have a friend who we get to spend some time at their cottage on a lake, and it's good fishing, but it's not, even on like the holiday weekends, it's not very busy. And he's like, you better not ever mention where this lake is, you know, for the holiday weekends and such. So, because we don't want all the outsiders coming in, just let our lake be quiet, you know. People are protective of those kind of things, aren't they?
Oh, definitely, yeah. If they have a lake, especially with a cottage, we don't talk about that. So,
hey, tell us about Best Dam Bait and Guide Service.
If you're looking to schedule a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff and Best Dam Bait. The bait shop's at 1132 Madison Street in Beaver Dam, and it's open 24/7.
Well, Pete Huff from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service, I appreciate all that you're doing, and good luck this weekend in your tournament. Let's hope you qualify for the Nationals.
Appreciate it, Wade. Have a good day.
Let's check in on the Madison chain of this week and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. Boy, it looks like, you know, the hot weather has passed here that we saw on Wednesday and Thursday, Pat. But what was it like those days, like on Wednesday when it was 110 degrees with the heat index? So what was it like on the Madison chain? Were there diehards out?
Well, I tell you what, it was pretty quiet here at the shop, but there were a few folks getting out, and they are still finding fish. I think the heat definitely slows things down, but you know, if you can find maybe some deeper water and, you know, some shade, if you're in a shore angler, you can do all right.
You know, it's amazing though. You know, you had triple digits midweek, and then 70s in the weekend here. That really changes the environment for fishing, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, this weekend is going to be great with this nicer weather in. It should have a lot of folks out, especially after a long week and not being able to get outside and do much. There should be a lot of folks getting out.
You know, as we head down the home stretch of August here, I know we've kind of been talking about the dog days of summer here, where it's pretty much the same when it comes to fishing. Is it going to be flipping pretty soon? Are things going to be changing up a bit?
It will. Starting about mid-September, the fishing really starts to turn back on and the fish start to get active. You know, the days get a lot shorter, the nights get cooler, water temps start to come down, and those fish realize that it's not long before it's going to be icy, and they start to get their feed bag on, and they bulk up for winter.
All right, anything else going on in the Madison chain before we talk about DNS bait and tackle?
Not much, just trying to enjoy the last bits of summer while we can.
Sounds good. Tell us about DNS bait and tackle and what they'll find when they stop in, where you're located, and your hours.
We're at 1411 Northport Drive, just at the corner of Northport and Troy Drive, just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate. We got everything folks need to get out on the water, so stop in if you're in town or coming through town.
Pat, I appreciate the time, and next time I'm in Madison, I'll stop in DNS Bait and Tackle. Have a great day.
Sounds good, Wade. Always a pleasure. Take care.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
Let's check in with head out to Fishtails in Fox Lake and bring in Dave. Boy, Dave, Wednesday was one of the hottest days of the year. What kind of was there anybody out fishing Wednesday in Fox Lake?
Very few people. The ones that are going out this time, you know, when it's this warm, they go out really early and they're done by 9-10 o'clock in the morning, or they'll go out the last couple hours of the evening. But it's really brutal out there right now.
And were there any boats out there, like say midday on Wednesday?
I did not see any. Actually, one. We rented a pontoon boat for that day, and they were out pretty much all day. Well, they have a cover over them, too, so, you know, they're in the shade. But still, that was probably the only boat out there.
Well, luckily, Fishtails has plenty of refreshments to keep you hydrated, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. One thing is, the guys have been going early and all that. They've been catching fish. The water's really cleared up quite a bit in the last week or so, and it's really helped the fish. And it's just, you know, you got to go early or late and pick your time and don't stay out there in the middle of the day for sure.
What have they been having success catching?
Well, there was a guy here this morning and he caught 20 nice bluegills right off the bridge right here, right by me. I was watching him all morning, and he caught a bunch of nice bluegills, a few crappies, and 9 o'clock. So, you know, that's what you got to do when it's like this kind of weather. But it's supposed to really break by the weekend, and I think it'll be busy. We got Labor Day coming up, so it'll get busy.
Hey, have you heard anything else on about any of the other lakes across your neck of the woods?
Well, I have heard they're getting perch on Winnebago, which is, you know, hit and miss over there too, but it's been pretty good over there lately. And that's a wind thing. I mean, if you can't get out there, if you can't get on a certain spot, you're not going to get fish. So Green Lake is still producing. That's a different animal because of its depth in cold water, and it doesn't seem to be affected as much. But the local smaller lakes, they're getting a few panfish. That's about it right now.
Hey, tell us about Fishtails in Fox Lake. Where are you located, the hours, and what people will find when they stop in the store?
Well, we're open 6 to 6 every day and 5 o'clock on Sunday. We're right downtown Fox Lake on Highway 33, right by the bridge.
Sounds good. Dave, appreciate your help, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, thanks.
Let's check in on the Little Green Lake as we head to the Landing Bait Shop and bring in Todd. Boy, Wednesday, one of the hottest days of the year. Todd, what kind of action was going on Little Green Lake?
Not too much fishing going on. A little bit of swimming, but even not very much of that. So.
Were there any boats out there like midday?
There were. There were a couple boats out.
So the what does it take to be a diehard to go out when it's 110 degrees?
Well, I think they were on vacation. They were swimming. I don't think there's too many people fishing.
Gotcha. But when people have been getting out, maybe, you know, the weather's going to obviously clearing this weekend and maybe earlier in the week. What have you been hearing on Little Green Lake?
You know, last week was a pretty good week. Had some rental boats and other boats. They caught some muskies. Crappies were really good. Had a couple guys that really caught a lot of crappies. A few perch here and there. And you can always catch bluegills, but they're just not very big this year.
Sure. Where were they getting the muskies? All throughout the lake?
Yeah. Seemed like the rocks were the best part for the muskies. But rock pile was really good. Along Lozanski's Point, where it's all rocks, that was pretty good too.
Doing their normal thing to get those muskies?
Yeah. Bucktails, glide baits, rubber baits. Everything seemed to be working last week.
Have you heard anything about any of the other lakes? What kind of actions have been going on with the hot weather?
You know, Green Lake's been good. This time of year, Green Lake's always good. You can catch bass, smallies, and largemouth. Bluegills have been pretty good over there. Guys are getting some walleyes, too, so Green Lake's always good this time of year.
Hey, tell us about the Landing Bait Shop, where you're located on Little Green Lake, the hours that you're open, and what you have in the shop.
You know, we're on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive. You just follow the signs in from 44. We're open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., and we've got everything you need from boat rentals to bait to beer.
Sounds good, Todd. Have yourself a great week. Enjoy the cooler weather this weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Wade.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at DailyDodge.com.